Therapy Thursday is where we get it in with the Dr. Davi, hey. With R.N. Nessa.
Yes.
And also Orlando BGYN. All right, we are ready to give you some advice. You can reach us on the line, 888-429-0941, and we can try and give you our best advice. Now, it's never going to be absolutely incredible because we didn't go to college for this, all right? But we do do it with care. If you do need real therapy, we do have folks that can reach out to you or that you can reach out to who can give you probably a little bit better than what we have because they did go to college. Let's see here. We got calls and texts. We want to do this first?
Yeah, let's do this. The call.
All right, we got Reggie. Reggie's on the phone. Hey, Reggie, what's up? Is this...
Hello?
Hey, Reggie. Are you there?
Yeah, hello, you hear me?
Yeah, man, we hear you. How's it going?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, you got a question for which one of us?
For you, Orlando.
Okay, what you got for me?
I need some relationship advice.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, I'll try. Well, what you got for me?
So me and my fiance, we've been together for 7 years.
Okay.
Previous relationship.
Wait, your phone bounced out. Your phone dipped out. So you've been together 7 years.
Yeah, we've been together 7 years. She has two children from a previous relationship, but I don't do that stepdad thing, so I claim them as mine. Okay. And we have a child together.
Okay.
I'm still going in and out.
No, I got you now. All right. Yeah. So you got a child together, and you have the two children that are yours from her previous relationship.
Yeah, so the thing is, and we've been engaged for 4 years. We've been together for seven. And it's like all we do is argue all the time, constantly, back and forth arguing. So yesterday, we argued about Instagram. I made an Instagram when the pandemic happened back in March, and all I have is celebrities on there. So I added one girl from my job, and yesterday, she blew up on me in front of the kids and everything. So I left. I didn't want to argue and fight in front of the kids and stuff. So when I left and came back home, she had a chair. She must have had a chair behind the door for me not to get in. So I ain't gonna cause no problems. And I went to my mom's house to stay there. My thing is this something for me to stay, or do you think I should just go take care of my kids from a distance or what?
I mean, okay, first of all, we can break it down this way. You said 7 years together and engaged for 4 years. And you gave us a lot of information. So before I even start your clock, I just want to ask you one thing. Do you love her?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it works. Hell yeah. Hell yeah is better than yeah. So if it's hell yeah, if that's an honest answer, hell yeah is it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, that got to be your headline. If you love her, if that's how you feel about her, then there's no walking away and handle my kids from a distance. You got to help communicate with her, A, your intentions. Maybe she's got something that she could bring to the table to explain to you why she's feeling that type of way. And it's not like, because, I mean, I'm in this position where we've had to argue about socials or stuff like that. But if it's part of my job or if it's part of my job to reach out to listeners or whatever, then it has to be above board. It can't be something that's seedy or it can't be something that's shady or something like that. And the same way goes for you. If she's seeing that you're doing this because you got the celebrities and you got all that, and then it's starting to tweak into where it's like now it's occurrences or acquaintances that you have at work, and it's like it's seeming like you're extending your social circle. People say no new friends, and they say that because you out here making new friends and making new relationships and stuff, and it looks bad. Not that it is bad, but it looks bad. All people want who are your partners, they want a vote. They want to be heard. So if she feels like she's hurt and she feels like you're not hearing her, then she can lash out. Now, barricading doors, no. Arguing in front of the kids, no. So while y'all have that conversation, listen to her, but also that might be the easiest way for her to listen to you so she can find out how to fight. You can know it. You love each other, and that's great, but you also got to love each other enough to learn how to fight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fighting ain't wrong, and disagreeing ain't wrong, but doing it where it's productive, where you don't tear each other down and tear down the whole relationship, y'all going to burn down the house, you know, messing with each other and fighting and ready to blow everything up. Nah, learn how to fight. You know, that's when you really love somebody, when you spend your time learning how to fight and learning how to disagree.
Yeah.
So hear her, and then in turn, she'll probably hear you, so y'all can find some common ground and then get back in the house. All right, brother?
All right, that makes sense.
All right, man. Take care, Reg.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, let's see here. What else we got?
We have a text for Vanessa.
Vanessa, R.N. Nessa.
It says, out the 727, I want my baby mama back, even though I know she's toxic. I've tried to get over her and date other people, but it hasn't been successful. I know it probably won't work, but I can't get this girl out of my mind. We co-parent well, but relationships not so much. I'm pretty sure this will fail, but I really want to try again. Only thing is she has this little boyfriend that's in the way. Is it worth it? His little boyfriend.
Okay, well, what I would suggest, first and foremost, you got to figure out if she's on the same page as you. Because if she's trying to move on, if y'all were in a relationship, it wasn't working out, you said it was toxic, and she has found someone who makes her happy, you have to respect that. Now, if y'all are here meeting up on the side, you know what I mean, having little text messages that aren't about the kids, and she is interested in you, first you got to, you know, you got to explain to her that you shouldn't be competing with nobody. So that little boyfriend got to go. You guys need to have a conversation prior to starting things up, talking about all the issues that went on during the relationship, the disagreements that y'all would have, whether it's being jealous, whatever it is, and speak on those topics. That way it's on the table and you guys are discussing it before you guys go back into the relationship and those problems come back up again. You want to make sure that you guys are addressing it and addressing ways that you guys can deal with problems in an untoxic way, not yelling, not fighting, not throwing things at each other. That way, when you guys are in, get back together, if that's what you guys choose to do, then, you know, y'all doing it the right way.
Yeah, toxic is a bitch.
Yeah.
For real. And it don't go away.
Yeah.
You know, you can miss somebody. Toxic.
Time heals all sometimes.
Whatever. All right, let's see here. Well, Sue is on the phone. Hey, Sue, how you doing?
Good.
You want Dr. Davi? You got him. Go ahead. You got your question?
Okay, so my question is, it's not really a question. I want to understand why my ex think it's okay to keep hitting me up the way he does. We met when I was 20. I went to Job Corps to, you know, get my life together. While I went there, found out I was pregnant, but, like, I started dating somebody while I was there. And we were together for, I think, about 3 years, two or something. And we broke up while he went to basic training. In the middle of basic, he just turned mean. Didn't understand it. So from my point of view, I just felt like he went to basic training and met somebody. And so it was over. So I've been mad at him for that. So we stopped communicating. But since then, he has been hitting me up like, oh, I miss you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
We know the little things that guys say.
But this is what's crazy. This whole time since basic, he did meet somebody, and he's had this girl reaching out to me like, oh, he's so sorry. He didn't mean it. Like, he's just so sorry. Like, he wants y'all to be friends. Like, he misses your daughter because we were raising my daughter together. And so he, you know, so it was crazy that he had her reaching out to me. And then I've been like, you know, telling him to leave me alone this whole time. Last time he reached out was 2018. 2 days ago, he reached out saying the same thing, but now he's married with her with two kids.
Wow.
And he's still, yeah. And he's still like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll tell you the truth. So the truth was, back in the days when we were 21, 20, he heard one of his friends, which I did not know, told him that I was texting one of his friends and one of his other friends.
Okay, so when he reaches out to you, what's your response? Like, word for word, how do you respond to it?
I have been telling him to leave me alone. Before he even told me the truth, I've been telling him, like, leave me alone. Like, you done moved on. Like, stop hitting me up. Like, that's why he's been blocked. Like, he just had somebody else reach out to me for me to, like, unblock him. But he's been blocked, like, since this whole thing happened back in basic. But he keeps, like, reaching out. He had her reaching out to me, and this is his new girlfriend, and I thought that was crazy. But now, like he said, like fast forward to now, he said that the reason that happened, and he found out it was a lie after he went through therapy, was that his friend told him I was texting his other friends, which obviously that was a lie. So this whole time he was thinking that I was texting his other friends. So
right, we got it. We're repeating ourselves.
Okay.
Now. Go ahead.
So how does he have all this communication with you then? It sounds like there's a back and forth going on.
Stop asking her questions.
Okay,
she's gonna keep talking.
The other couple, like the past 2 days. Like, the last time he reached out was 2018. So he just reached out now and said, I have the truth to tell you.
All right, listen, Sue. What you have to do is you have to block him from all and every communication, from text messages. If it's the wife, block her from Facebook, from Instagram. Any form of communication that he can have with you, don't say, hey, stop texting me. Hey, just ignore it. He doesn't exist. You have to act like that man is dead to you. So there can't be any back and forth. There can't be, well, let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you what really happened. All of that has to be 100% dead. And it has to come from you, because he's not going to stop. He's going to keep trying. But eventually, if you are dead to him, then he's not going to keep trying forever. I doubt.
I pretty much just said that to him. And he's like, why can't we be
But you're saying stuff.
You're calling the radio station about it. So it's not off your mind. It's got to get out of your mind. You're wasting your valuable time.
I want to understand why he thinks it's
But you don't
okay.
need to understand.
Why? Somebody killed my dog. Do I need to understand why they did it? No, they did wrong. Let him go.
Just go past that response. If you keep giving him a response, he's going to keep coming back.
And I think she does, too. So I think you have to 100% be done with it. All communication has to be terminated, whichever way it is. If it's the girlfriend, the wife, blocked, no response, keep it moving.
Exercise that demon. Let it out. Don't let that demon live inside you. It took up 10 minutes of your time this morning. Don't let that do that.
Okay, thank you, guys.
No problem. All right, it's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Therapy Thursday going on, 888-429-0941. If you need something therapeutical, we got it for you. All right, Ari and Ness, are you ready for one?
Yep, bring it on.
Let's see here. It says, my family has never been racist in any way. We've supported all of the fight for justice against those Minneapolis cops. But I have the Confederate flag on a few of my hats. I've always had it. And with all of this talk now, I'm wondering, is this really something that has to be an issue? No one has ever said it to me. And I work with black people. I have black friends. And I know how that sounds. But I've worn these hats my whole life. So it isn't about the racial part of it, but it's just a part of what I am. Is that a problem?
I personally do not agree with the Confederate flag. If it's something that, to me, if you have black people in your life, friends, family members, whatever it is, I would definitely consider getting rid of them. If it's something that's not a big deal to wear to you or anything like that, I would say think of how the other person, put yourself in their shoes and they see you wearing it, hanging out with them. If you feel like they're going to be uncomfortable with it, if they've mentioned that they're uncomfortable with it, I would highly consider getting rid of those items. You know, it's different time in the world, and I would just be respectful of those parties.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I guess I would agree with that. But he said no one has ever said anything, and if no one said anything, it's probably because they don't think, like, a lot of people don't want to argue with somebody about what they do.
They see it, though. You know what I mean? I think that a lot of those people see it. Maybe they don't want to say anything. They don't want to make her feel bad about it, but if you see the flag, you know what the connotation is a lot of times.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get that.
Obviously, get rid of it.
I've never been a person to tell people what they can and can't wear.
Yeah.
But I've also not really let what they do affect me, but it does in your subconscious. Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel it in your heart. Like,
exactly.
What you're saying with that, you know what I'm saying? But I do get, I've seen people wear it and not, like I said, I just haven't been able to tell somebody what to do with what they wear.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I trust your actions before anything. So let's see here. We got a no name here that wants your expertise here. Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm going to put you on with Ari and Nessa. There you go. You got a question for?
Yeah. How you doing, Nessa?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. So check it out. I've been dealing with this little, you know, my little shorty or whatever for about 2 years. We started talking, I think it was Super Bowl, like 2018 or something or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, we're not together no more, but like every time we speak, like she's always, bringing up what I did. Now, to me. Like, I understand, like, I wasn't the best to her. I was selfish in that aspect, you feel me?
Yeah.
I was selfish. Like, I would always want her attention. Like, whatever she had going on, whatever she was doing, I didn't really care about it. And so I see where she's coming from with that. But now it's like every time I try to talk to her, I'm like, you know, like, let's try to work something out or whatever. She never, like, she's always bringing it up. And then she's like saying, like, I'm toxic or whatever. Like, I mean, we all been there or whatever, but I'm just trying to see, like, what do you think like the issue could be, or like where her head is at? Cause we had spoke the other day, literally like Tuesday, and we ended up getting in an argument. And then she kind of, like, she blocked me or whatever. She, like, I hit her up on IG. I'm like, yeah, what's up? She's like, I'm toxic. Leave her alone, da, da, da. But I've been doing things for her. You feel me? Like, I've been helping her out, looking out for her.
All right. We got your question. Go ahead. Let's see here. What you got for him?
I would say let it go. Here's the thing. I've been in relationships where the person's cheated on me, whatever the situation was, and we got back together, but the issue wasn't – I wasn't over the situation, so the same – conversation kept getting brought up. If you want to be with someone and mistakes have happened and you guys still want to be together, you have to let the past go. You just have to. And it sounds like she doesn't trust you. It sounds like she's not willing to trust you, even with all the efforts that you're putting in. So yeah. I would say just separate yourself. You know, if it's meant to be, it'll be. But if you've done everything that you feel like you've done to make things better, to make it right, and she's not letting the past go, then it's best to just move on.
Bro, if somebody block you, that's like them locking the door. You can't kick down the door and get their respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If they block you, you can't keep you. It's like, yo, like, she blocked me, so I blew up. Like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm trying to get at you. I do all this stuff. It's like, yo, if they block you, get the hint. And then just back up, because if they miss you and come back, then that's all good. But also, don't be whipping, like, you know, right. Boy, and let her come back to just get what she need to get.
A lot of women, right, sometimes want to see how far they can, how much you're willing to do for them, how far you'll go. So a lot of times, exactly, it's a lot of games. Like, maybe if I block him, let's see if he reaches out to me in another way.
Yeah, but that's all the toxic boomerang, yeah, that y'all doing.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
If it was toxic when y'all were together, and now it's toxic when y'all were apart, like, y'all just don't need to be together. Yeah. Oil and water don't, right, go together sometimes. So just, like, right, take that hint.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
All right, man. That's all good.
We got attention.
Let's see here. We got any more?
Yeah, we got one for you, O. It, yeah, says, my husband got us and our three kids evicted from our apartment. Now it's damn near impossible to get another place to live in because of this. I want a divorce after 10 years of marriage because he let us down. He says he'll never do it again, but I'm ready to walk away. What should I do considering I have three kids? I wish he would have said what he did to get them evicted.
Yeah, I mean, because, yeah, that's hard. I know, and you said husband. So the thing is,
10 years of marriage.
Y'all are a unit. Y'all should move as a unit. When you're married, you know, pretty much my wins are your wins, and my losses are your losses. Mm-hmm. So I know people always talk about a good woman behind a man and a strong woman and all that stuff. You know, if he's succeeding, you're going to wear that. So when he falls short, you kind of got to be that support there. Now, if he's not listening, if he's being destructive, if he's doing anything, since we don't know what made you get evicted, you have to factor that in, because your job as a mom is to take care of those children. And if that's best done without him, then that's something you have to decide. But it can't be just because he made whatever the mistake is. Now, we don't know what that mistake was, so take that with a grain of salt, because we don't have the information. But what I will say is, if he's made a mistake that is something that happens, then you kind of have to ride with him. If it's something that is outside of the norm and he's really out there being extra, then you gotta, like, you know, go ahead and do what's best for
the
children.
She just texts back. She says he stopped going to work.
Okay. That's so fine. He basically stopped being able to afford the place because he stopped going to work, and so they got kicked out. And
yeah.
So he's not taking care of the family. Okay. So I would weigh that against what he has done good. Pros and cons. It's always a good thing to do. Write down the good. Write down the bad. If the bad is he ain't going to work, so he can't pay for nothing, that's a big con.
That's a big deal.
That's a big con. Yeah. But if you have 10 years together, there's some good in there, too. So factor it all together, because maybe you could have a conversation with each other. You could say, listen, like, you have to go to work. Like, we have to get money. If you don't want to go to work, then what else can we do? Are you going to go to school? Are we going to try and get you a loan to go to school? What is it? But we have to do something, because even if you feel like you don't need to go to work, which most of us feel like that, when you're looking at your children that are hungry, or if you ain't got something for them to live in, you have to be pushed to go do better for your kids. It ain't always about how you want to get up, because there's many mornings I don't want to get up. But I know damn well my kids going to come in that room and say, Daddy, ain't no cream of wheat.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do what you got to do. All right? Therapy Thursday. A wrap on this thing right here. I like it. Boy, look at you coming up with the gems over there.
Man.
You done lived this life.
Yeah, I done been through it, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.